Good afternoon. Welcome to our meeting. It is now 1:30 on September 6, 2022, and time to convene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, Vice President of the Commission. Joining virtually are Commissioner Tony Olson, President, Commissioner Sid Logan, Secretary, Ann Spangler, General Counsel, Allison Morrison, Assistant Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please mute or turn off your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
I move.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any?
I have none. Thank you.
Copies of the agenda. Okay. Comments from the public is item number 2 on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, please click raise hand or dial 9 on your phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium there. Use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic second silent second, from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Please join me now. Please stand and join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, we're going to recognize our Employee of the Month for September. It is Astrid Gamble, and introducing her will be Chris Bridge, who will introduce Astrid Gamble.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, again, I'm Chris Bridge. I'm the Senior Manager of the Data and Analytics Department. I'm really proud and honored to be able to introduce Astrid as a September 2022 Employee of the Month. Astrid is, in my opinion, fantastic. And so fantastic. This is her third time receiving an honor of this. The prior two times were the on teams that she was a part of, for the one program team, as well as for the bill estimation team. But this is her first individual award. We wanted to say I'm surprised this was her first, having worked with her for so long. I'm not just her manager, I've worked with her since the day we both walked in this building, me 22 years ago, and her roughly the same as a consultant before she was a full-time employee here. And in that time, I've been her peer, her colleague, and now I've been her direct manager for the past 8-9 years. I can honestly say that she embodies what Team PUD is. We talk about customer experience a lot here at the district, and Astrid absolutely takes ultimate care in that area with her customers. She makes their experience, her problems, and is always willing to share her knowledge. And I think that's something that everybody I had talked to or I do an evaluation about Astrid on and ask her customer stuff, they always say that about her. Excuse me. She is called upon all the time. And then always praised after the fact for stepping up, doing an outstanding job in whatever she does. I've been asked to clone her several times. I can't say that's been very successful. The best I can offer is Quinn, her daughter, but she has a few more years. I'm sure she'll be as fantastic as her mom is someday. Astrid is a leader here at the district. I would say one of her greatest strengths is leading by example. She's the most highly accountable person that I've ever worked with. Her customer service is off the charts, and she is willing to adapt and adopt anything new if it's for the better of the PUD. An example of that is my team. Last year, 2021, I asked Astrid if she would be the lead of our development operations for the analytics team. She's taken that on diligently and in over almost less than a year, successfully transitioned our team to adopt an agile and continual improvement framework. It was a pretty major transition for our team, but I give her full credit for doing it. It felt easy. She's created a very much more transparent and highly collaborative environment on our team now. And with our partners and our internal customers, we feel like we work better with them now than we ever did. I, as the manager, have better tools now out of this, and I feel like I can manage my team's work management processes way better than I ever was able to before. And we can act quickly now because we have good data. I'm kind of prone to liking data. I'm the data and analytics guy, but we have good data, and I practice what I preach, and I use it. So she's created this environment for us where we feel like we can deliver service and know how well we're doing and have numbers. Lastly, my team is a team in high demand. We have more requests come in than we can fulfill. And these improvements that Astrid's brought to our team are not only meeting the current demand now, we're actually going back into the backlog and taking up new work because we're more efficient. Our team has adopted her continued improvement mindset, and we're seeing the fruition to all her work that she's done over this last year. So with that, I'm very honored to give Astrid this honor today. She's really great, and I ask you to congratulate her. So, thank you.
We would like for you to come up with your family and your close circle there, anybody that you want to bring along. And we will join you down below. Thank you.
You can feel your mom's footsteps.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want to do when you grow up.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for all you're doing. If I can open this, let's see what it is. It's your picture. Look at this. So in your family. Here is something for you. Whoops, let's turn it this way. It says Astrid Gamble. Congratulations. Really appreciate it. You just see this, everybody? Congratulations and thank you. And
so not only do you get the glamour shot from the PUD,
but you just myself.
That sounds like a very COVID run. You get some PUD swag too. Yeah. So thank you so much for all you do. I was reflecting as I was reading through your accomplishments, and I was reflecting that, you know, having information or technical skill is great, but the ability to communicate it, to implement it, and you must have great skills to do that, because that's really where a lot of the magic happens.
And the collaboration.
Thank you so much.
Is not easy. Just bravo on that. So
if I can take these, set these down. We can get a picture taken. Oh, no, exciting. Huh?
What's your daughter's name?
Great. Ken.
This Commissioner Olson, I do have some comments, if I could.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Please proceed with your pictures, though. Astrid, I probably will be repeating what others have said, but you know, girl, you're a model for making opportunities become reality. Your career growth is outstanding example of the PUD's investment in our greatest asset, you and every member of the PUD team. You know, it was mentioned earlier that customers value the quality of PUD service, And we all know that doesn't happen with a snap of a finger. It's a direct result of the commitment, your commitment, care, and action, as is demonstrated by you and all employees of the PUD team. Girl, I'm in awe of your area of expertise because it scares the heck out of me. So, great honor, and I'll turn it back to you, Rebecca.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you very much. Fun. Okay, item two on our agenda is comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? Do we have any?
And there's no hands raised.
No hands raised, no questions. Okay. So I'll count to three and see if anybody. One, two, three. Okay. Well, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Is approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of August 16th, 2022. B is bid awards, professional services contracts, and amendments. C is cooperative purchase bid award, Clean Harbors Environmental Services, Inc. And D is consideration of certification and ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I call for the motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners?
I have none.
This is Commissioner Olson. I have none.
Okay, and I have none either. So we'll call for the vote. I'll call for the vote. How do you vote?
Aye.
I'll vote aye.
Aye.
And Commissioner Olson?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Item four is items for individual consideration. A, consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO or general manager or designate to execute an interagency agreement for a clean energy fund, CEF 4 grant with the Washington State Department of Commerce through grid modernization grant program for South Everett Microgrid. I'll call for the motion.
I move approval.
I vote aye. Let's see.
Commissioner Wolf, you're going to call for comments from the public.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Commissioners.
Yes, let's see. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, I'm learning. This is new for me. Alex Chury is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Does anybody in the public have any questions regarding the resolution?
There are no hands raised.
Okay, any questions or comments from the other commissioners?
I have none. We've been really briefed on this item.
And I have none.
I have none.
Okay, so I'll call for the vote.
Aye.
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 Okay. All right. Item B, 4B, is consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO or general manager or designate to execute a Department of Commerce interagency agreement with Snohomish County PUD through grid modernization grant program for utility scale storage integration for proposed utility scale solar project. It's the Big Flats Energy Storage Project, and it's a Clean Energy Fund CEF 4 grant. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Chris Scudder is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Chris, are you here? Does anyone have any comments from the public, first of all, regarding the resolution?
There are no hands raised.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners?
I don't know. I think we've been through the group votes.
I just have one quick question. Is the Big Flats area, it says it's in north Everett, so is it on Tulalip land or Snohomish County land?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Yes, it is owned by the Tulalip tribes. It is about halfway between Everett, North Everett, and Marysville. It's a high flat area there. I'm Chris Scudder. I'm with the Power Supply Department.
Thank you. All right, thank you for your answer. Okay, I think you're... Are there any other questions from the public or commissioners?
Right. This is Commissioner Olson. Boy, am I excited about this project. I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity if it comes to fruition. Thank you.
And I don't want you to really have to come back, but I was wondering about when they would have these determinations done on... There's a lot yet to be determined. I read all about it because I too am very excited about this. And so about how long do you think it would take before we'll know, you know, where they want to site the solar and they want to put the storage to decide whether the storage will go near the solar or not near the solar?
So this is Chris again. The location of the solar plant is known. This location of the storage resource is potentially part of the study.
Right.
If it's co-located, that would be within the scope of the, mm-hmm. of the study that we're doing.
Before you sit down, this is on an old landfill?
Yes. Good. It's a Tulalip tribe is in the process of examining putting a solar resource on an existing piece of property that used to be a landfill, mm-hmm. And we're asking some questions about how much value can be added to that project and how much of a community partner can be with the tribal leadership.
Thank you for your answers. Thank you very much. I don't think I have any more. Sorry.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the public? Okay. I'll call for the vote.
Aye.
I'll vote aye. Commissioner Logan.
Aye.
Okay. It's passed. Commission business, 5A. Are there any reports?
Yeah, I have a quick report.
Okay, Commissioner Long.
I was able to go to the fair and work, and it's always enjoyable to talk to our customers. And I had a couple of takeaways. One, I was surprised that a large majority, but I would say almost a third of the public wanted to talk about the new federal legislation that the president recently signed.
Oh, really?
They wanted to understand what it meant for them as far as being able to put solar on their homes or their businesses and also, you know, purchase electric cars. So I told them, you know, we're still digesting what it means for our customers, or we're kind of digesting what it means for us. But it was an interesting takeaway to have so many people ask about something. The other thing was interesting, this is N equals one, but we had a customer that lives rurally somewhere and explained to us how our system of, you know, which I think he's talking about reclosers, you know, the power was coming back on to his home quickly after having gone off because he understood we had the technology to sectionalize and things like that. So someone's reading our information. So anyway, that was it.
I think a lot of us are excited to learn more about what the federal legislation is going to do for us and for our customers. I get asked that question a lot too. And so, are there any other reports?
This is Commissioner Olson. I just ditto on Commissioner Logan's comments about the fair. I had a really cool team with me and a couple of clerks, I believe that participated to keep me on the straight and narrow. So it was great. A slow morning, but I enjoyed it tremendously.
Good. Thank you for doing that. Thanks to both of you. I've done it in the past, but I didn't go this year because I'm just being very COVID cautious. Okay. Well, I will mention that I went to Safety Days on the 18th That was fabulous, really great. I got the 6.8 earthquake experience, which I recommend to all of you. You need to be ready. It really, And there were a lot of other good things too. It was a hot day. It was 88 degrees or something. I think I ate 3 ice cream cones. It was really very generous and I appreciated it. All right, so I think that is all for our commission reports. Do you have any others, Commissioner Olson?
No, I do not.
Anymore.
You know, I'll just add that this day today was wonderful, and the speaker this year was really excellent, very motivational.
Yes.
There was a part in there that I found myself tearing up. Very good.
And the staff, all of the people who were helping, my gosh, they were just busy the whole day. And I think, is it Lynn who had the big fancy bell bottoms on? She was everywhere. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And so now we'll go to the commissioner event calendar. Are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar?
I have none.
I don't think I have any either. Commissioner Olson, do you have any?
I do not. No, I don't.
Okay. In that case, we'll move on to item C, 2022 budget forecast and major project status update, July. Sarah Bond is available to answer questions regarding the report. Are there any questions from the commissioners regarding the report?
Well, I think I got all my questions answered last time we looked at this data. Yeah. It's a great report. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I do too. So. Mr. Olson, do you have any questions for Sarah?
No, we're kind of in the middle of the year, and what I see is what I would normally expect.
Okay.
For year to year, I'm sorry.
Okay. There being no further questions, we'll move on to part 6, governance planning. The governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar? Do we know of any? None.
Commissioner Olson, I look forward to the Qualco tour.
Yes, on the 27th of October.
Are you picking a date that we hope it doesn't rain? I'm sorry.
I know, but we have to be prepared.
I know. Hip boots.
It said in the report that it would be commissioned in early September. So do you know if it has been commissioned? Is that for you, Jason?
Yes, this is Jason Ziskowski, AGM for Generation. And just got this morning. Sounds like it was running intermittently this weekend. There's someone here from Missouri who's been working with them on the commissioning, and I expect he's going to be going home in the next few days here. So yeah, commissioning is just about wrapped up, and we should see it just operating and outputting power.
That's exciting. Very, very exciting. And so the monitoring part of that is beginning yet, or will that be after it's fully operable?
We will have meters on the output and be able to see all the output. We also have a gas analyzer on it to be able to look at the output from the digester, the quality of gas that's going into the generator. So we'll be monitoring all that stuff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Such a great project. Yeah.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further business to come before the board?
I have none.
Going once, going twice, any further business?
No.
I have none either. Hearing none, it is 1:53. Is that about right? 1:51. Okay, it was 1:51, and the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.